Excellent work on that song. Half of that was like, oh yeah, that's how the song goes. But like, you're also incorporating a lot of the stuff. And I actually, you know, Zach was like, should we do the song we kind of know? I'm like, yeah, because we can literally start the song with incredible new singing habits, right? So that song, by the next time you sing it, will probably be one of the best sounding ones that you have. Maybe.
Nice.
I want to hear the end of the Boise song, if that's okay.
Yep.
Now, especially with our leads that are fully equipped to sing in the higher note register part of our voices, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And our newfound clear bass section. I just want to hear all the things. Can we start at the bridge? So if you are from out of town.
65.
Pickups to it. An E would be fine, Bob.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for. That's all good. It's all good.
So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. Cut butt.
Cut butt.
That has nothing to do with this section.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, wow.
Oh, oh wow.
So.
It's all me. But that's so if you're. Yeah?
So.
How do you feel if we just did so if you're?
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Can we do that instead?
Yeah.
Here we go. One more time for us. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So if you're from out of town.
Try again. We're after this, that bite at the top, right? That's, give us a little twang.
Almost saw the entire time you're singing your leads.
Almost the whole time. Bass is pretty good on that. Pronounce. Would you try and put all of that diphthong N-C-E in front of slats? Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot. Here we go. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So if you're from out of town,
please
get this one down. It's not really that large of a mouse. Let's make some noisy. For Boise.
Yeah,
all two of you.
Woo. Yeah. I believe in them. Could we do a little lead section real quick?
Yes.
Okay.
Leads. I would like for you to take whatever dignity you think you have.
Ow.
Yeah,
catch
the
bass.
Throw it at Matt.
Oh, it's A. I was thinking it's E. So if you're from a I want you to be like super annoying. I want you to be as.
That's easy.
Don't say it.
Back natural.
Yeah.
Turn
yeah. That is whatever that was.
Yeah.
Just leads. So.
So if you're from out of town, please get this one thing down. It's not really that.
horrible as you thought it was. Do it again. Now, if you're taking a big breath and you're locking it right here, breath stacker to breath stacker, yeah?
Yeah.
So if you're from, even if you're, you know, even if you're getting a little bit of twang right here, this is gonna get in your way. So I've developed this right here to show you releasing. I'm a professional. This is insured and everything. So if you're from, so if you're, I just want you to be, just empty the barrel there, right? And.
So if you're from out of town, please get this one thing down. It's not really that hard to pronounce. Let's make some noisy for Boise.
No. That's literally the opposite of what you had just been doing. Boise. You don't have to sing that in falsetto. Boise! Yeah? Boise! It's right there. Boise! Boise!
Boise!
Yes, make that way, way less polite, please. Boise!
Boise.
Right, some of you are experimenting very, very well. The last thing I'll ask you to do is project the tongue. Boise. Boise.
Boise.
So if we were to guess. No, not yet. Don't encourage. If we were to guess what vowel that was, most of us would not be able to answer. Boise.
No question.
Yeah, definitely all the way to E. One more time. And when I say one more time, you know that's a lie.
Right.
Boise.
Way too much air. Way too much air.
Boise.
I told you that this time would come. We've been told to never take a kind of a shoulder breath, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always, never a clavicular shoulder breath, right?
Right?
Put your hands right here on your shoulders. You can play along at home, right?
Sure.
When you take this kind of a breath, go ahead. How much air do you get?
Nothing.
Not very much, right?
You're saying we should do this here?
No.
This is the time to take a clavicular breath.
Wow.
Shoulder breath.
Yeah, I don't have to swear. Is that what you said? You come in my house. It is built. It's pornographic speaking. No. Yeah, not this, but definitely this. Four. What key are we in here?
One of them.
Pick one.
Four Boise.
Four Boise.
Just
don't tell anybody I told you that. Right? It's still illegal.
Like
but there's a time and a place for that. Are you ready for the last illegal thing of one day?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go, for Boise. And I want you to lift your chin like 25 degrees.
Wow.
All of the wrong things, all in one spot. For Boise. What are you doing?
Oh, you're supposed to be singing.
I'm singing and taking pictures.
Are you doing selfies?
You're going to end up somewhere on some page. So you know.
Yeah. Documentary over here.
That's what you do.
The year they lost.
Poor Boise.
Yeah, some of you are like, all right, take, I need to tilt my chin. keep yourself back. Boise. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, why is it easier for them to hit that top note and stay under the pitch for that first note on Boise?
You want to get fussy with stuff.
Well, what I mean by that is, like, why is it easier on top note?
There's still too much soft palate on the bottom note. Poor Boise. Poor Boise. All right, good. You're doing great, babe. Leads.
Poor Boise.
All right, leads. The grossness that you were doing before, wasn't that gross? Right? That was okay.
Even the face.
What's that?
Even the face.
Yeah. You're from out of town. You're from out of town. Yep. All right. Chorus. Give them a little bit of a spanking room there, so the leads can do that.
So if you're from out of town,
an A sharp today in your chest voice?
Sure.
No problem.
Yeah. No, it's just an A.
What blows my brain apart is that I have two tenors who still balance that entire chord against a mountain.
Too bad one of them's Daryl.
I never anticipated going there, just so you know.
Yeah. All right, Leeds, thank you for embracing your disgusting side. That wasn't too bad. So maybe pull it back just a smidge, and it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not by much.
And y'all over here are this, right?
So if you're from out of town, let's get this one down. It's not really that hard to pronounce. Let's make some noisy.
Some of you probably, if you had your finger there, felt that muscle kick in. Boise. Boise. Sing, Boise.
Boise.
Never gets involved. Ready?
Boise.
Boise. Pussy.
That's it.
I can't read music.
Pussy.
He's joining his voice.
Pussy.
Boise.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Boise.
It is. Our hard place to start. Let's make it back. It's not really that hard to pronounce. No, that's also not great. If you're from out of town, Leeds, I hope you feel a sense of empowerment, right? Because some of you were like, I'm doing this. This is okay. This feels all right, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, some of you were like, okay. I don't feel like myself, but I sound like myself. You sound great.
Really not how to fret. No.
Crazy guys help too, right?
Exactly.
So if you're from
is really starting to get closer. The time before this last one was
excellent. Yeah, it's prana.
Prana.
No. It's prana. 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 Over here it's pronounced, right? Normally over here. Really that hard to know. For me, it's really that hard to pronounce. Yours is also going to be ash. Yours is going to be regular. But the three of them get to do that.
Prana. Prana.
You could try a little head tilt there. I like to hear that again, because leads right there, really that hard to pronounce. Give me like 15 degrees. Not in the back. Right? Really that hard to pronounce. Nounce. I'm not even that good of a singer. You're supposed to say,
yeah. We're going to start.
So if you're from out of town.
Now that you know where we are, we're in town.
And in this key.
So if you're...
No big breath.
No big breath.
So if you're from out of town.
Pronounce was so good.
Pronounce.
Nice job, Ace. It was really great. Whole time. You all right?
Yep.
Good. Baritones are like, we're just waiting for everybody else to show up.
What else do you need?
A, B, C, D, F, G. Boise. A, B, C, D, A, E, F, G. ABC. Start there.
About still same code.
Yep, same. So basses, Boise, A.
Yep.
Boise.
Basses are the only ones who say Boise. Alphabet for everybody else.
ABC.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boise. G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X. Why? What you?
What you? Could you do the alphabet again and have it be A, B, C, D, E, F, G as opposed to A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Remember, the music starts before you sing.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y.
Bases, excellent. A full step up. W, X, Y, or X, Y. There's a little scoop there.
Oh,
it's, yeah, you're singing with a little scoop. Sing it separated. Yeah.
Is that whole alphabet in Def Wangy?
I would. Twang is for effect. I think there's two reasons to use twang. One is to help get you into that upper part of your voice. And number two is for an effect. Like, this is kind of one of the more dramatic parts of the song, right? It's near the tag, right? So, I mean, you can kind of,
okay.
You don't necessarily want to use twang the whole time, right?
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Boy, you see. Boy, you see. C-D-E-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X. Why? What?
There it was. I'm just doing this.
I'm not sure.
X, Y.
I think it's habit.
The
well,
yeah.
Don't even, don't give him a breath.
Just breaking that.
And we stopped for like almost a whole second. Everybody just breathe.
Yeah.
Direct.
Like, and you say X, Y, this release. Just releases, right?
ABC.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Point G, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y. What you say is what you see. It's not misleading like Albert Quirky. There is no Z. In Boise, B-O-I-S-E. In Boise.
I would like for you to try all the things, right? So we've given you a couple of ingredients. One is, right, release. Number two is release the vowel, release the palate, release the twang. You can do a little bit of a head release too. In Boise. If you're starting, if you're not starting with twang, you're not going to add twang at the top of. In Boise. In Boise. Yeah. You start with
in Boise.
Yeah, it's an awful, awful. Why did Matt do that?
Because he's
freaking mastel. I don't know. This is not the right vowel in the song. This is the start of something big. Grand. They changed it to grand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted a big ah to end on. In Boise, man.
You can't change the name of the town. That's
kind of the thesis of the song, right?
Yeah.
Right. So so in the current circumstance where this is the word, I would actually encourage you to have this tag be rewritten. It's actually, I feel like it's too low now. I feel like this lead section could post G's and be okay. It's actually easier than posting a G. Some of you just had a little bit of a heart attack. In boy, in
boy, by side,
by side, right? In boy, in boy, see, by, right? Right. So let that be a little bit wider. It's not misleading. Like Albuquerque, we start right there. What you say? What you say?
What you say is what you see. It's not misleading like Albuquerque. There is no Z.
Because when you say in Boise, the basses went Boise, Boise, da 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 da, instead of Boise, right? They instantly changed their sound to match whatever it was you were doing. Can I offer a color suggestion here? What you say is what you see. It's not misleading like Albuquerque. Be nasty with it.
Yep.
On purpose. And you have to stop right there because that will be fun.
There will be some laughter.
Let's try it.
There will be, hopefully. Yeah.
I'll probably have the most laughter in Salt Lake City if I remember.
Hey, what?
When we performed this at Salt Lake City.
We did stop there at that.
You did stop and nobody laughed?
No, they did laugh.
Yeah. You didn't stop?
There was a pause after the Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
It wasn't the end of the song, but we...
There's a breath
there.
Yeah.
And they
laugh.
Would it work
if
the chorus laughed?
Not like that.
Not their own jokes.
I like that.
Anyway. Especially if you caricaturize it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think giving the place for people to laugh is nice. What you say, you mean a little bit, what you say is what you mean. Yeah, one more time at the end, I think we'll be good.
Cup. Cup butt.
What you say. What you.
One guy, that was one guy that
took.
Cup butt.
What you say is what you see. It's not misleading like Albuquerque.
It's funny.
There is no Z.
Guys, have a seat. This is Vinny's stool, but I'm going to sit on it. Hey, guys. Thanks for trying a bunch of stuff that you previously thought were illegal.
We spent the money, so we may as well.
Like I said, I'm going on tomorrow. I'm going to go back to whatever you're doing before.
Oh, no.
Voice,
you're on the plane, though.
I'm just going to message. Delta wants me to check in for my flight. Well, so I think there's a point where your brain reaches saturation, and I think you're saturated.
Yeah.
Right? Do you remember that Far Side comic where, teacher, can I be excused? My brain is full. Right.
Sorry, my laugh is distracting.
Yep. All right, we're at the end of our time here, so process, questions. You can even say, well, why did that work, or why doesn't that work, or whatever. Remember, I know all of the answers.
So, taking these kinds of things to groups or singers that have not experienced a lot of things that you have taught.
Like the guys that didn't come this weekend?
Correct.
Yeah. Right. A lot of people would hear at least one of us do this in isolation and just say, that sounds really bright and nasty and not good. Why are you doing something like that? Mm-hmm. I suppose, what is a response to comments like that of people where we don't necessarily have the expertise to teach them, but say, like, have a comfortable rebuttal of, right, you believe this is correct.
Besides mind your business. So, I actually think that's a wonderful question. So, one of the things that you may have noticed, as we are getting clearer and clearer vowels, and we're adding a little bit more of that, especially twang stuff, to get through our passaggios, our passaggi, you may have noticed there was a little bit of loss of depth of tone, right? Right. The beefcake, we specifically took out the beefcake, right? And there might have been a little bit of laryngeal elevation across the chorus. And I'm okay with that. I think a lot of my personal vocal instruction has been a reaction to how I was taught. I was given so much advice. Like, I remember specifically, I was told to sing with more bow and arrow.
No. Oh.
Right? So the teacher was like, I want you to have more bow and arrow. And I'd go, like that? No, more bow and arrow. like that? No, more bow.
Oh my!
I'm not kidding you. I was like,
obviously this isn't working for me.
She just kept saying bow and arrow. Okay. So, most of my choral instruction, and I'm sure yours is too, starts with getting space into your sound. Right?
Yep.
Space is the only frontier for most of the singing instruction we've been given. There have been probably a dozen different ways that you've been instructed to get more space into your tone. Right, we talked about one yesterday, which was raising the soft palate, right?
Right.
We think that gives us space this way, but when we find out that when we raise our soft palates, our larynx lowers.
Yeah.
Right? When you take a big breath, your larynx lowers. It's too big. Singing with tall vowels, singing with lift, singing with space, singing domed cathedrals, all of that stuff, all of those have been instructions for you to get more space into your sound. And after, 15 years of taking voice lessons and even paying for some of it, I questioned it, like, why do we start there pedagogically? Why are we starting there? Most people are already singing with their larynx in a neutral position. They're already here. Right? You heard my chorus this morning, right?
Yeah.
Did it sound like it? Sound pretty good, right? It maybe had a slightly higher laryngeal position than the four choruses you heard before that. Still was pretty good, right? So I have decided that it is easier to get all of these other things. It's a singer will experience more success sooner and have longer lasting consequences in their voice by getting clarity in the vowel, by depressurizing, by finding the right shape, all that kind of stuff, than trying to start with space. Space is actually the easiest thing to teach. And so I teach it last. But because we have been taught that thing first, that we can't ever get past that. That's such a barrier to success. That so I just say, chuck that for a minute, or pause it, or whatever, and try this other stuff. Even if your larynx comes up, even if it sounds a little strident, or a little nasty, or a little weird, or foreign, or illegal, or whatever, right? All of those things, I feel like they'll have longer lasting consequences, positive consequences, than trying to put everything through a low larynx filter. And so, yeah, it's going to have that perception because people are for the next little while, are going to experiment. And it might sound a little thin. It might sound a little nasty. It might sound a little whatever. But that's people working it out, right? It will settle, and it will be great. Especially if you continue to speak and then sing, because then the larynx will find that kind of neutral position, which is, again, plenty for this vernacular style of singing. So that's a conscious pedagogical choice that I've made. And, you know, again, I leave tomorrow at this time, so you can put that back in whatever order you choose. And you should trust, you know, Zach, really, really smart voice teacher. So if he decides that he wants to reprioritize that, that's okay with me. But I just wanted you to feel success at a bunch of stuff that you may not have tried before. And yeah, so thank you for that. That's a good question. And yeah, then tell them again to mind their own business. Hi.
What do you recommend is the best approach for unlearning bad habits on old rep?
Well, we talked about maybe ditching the rep. That's not possible. Do the best you can. Again, I would use sectionals. As your probably primary combatant.
And then use the new techniques that we've learned. The new shapes that we've learned.
Yeah, yeah. And so it might be helpful to have a baritone retreat, you know, at Dave and Buster's or whatever, right? And just go bowl for a while and then sing through the rep and try to apply all this stuff consistently and just get it into your voice into the new place.
That will weird people.
All right, go out to the woods is what we meant.
There you go.
Yeah, so just a number of things. So when we talked earlier this morning, it was about accountability. If this is the direction you feel like the course needs to go in terms of vocal health and vibrancy and power and all that kind of stuff, then you gotta stick to it. Don't let yourself just sing through rep. Those days are gone. You guys are too good of a chorus to just rep songs. Every chance you're tweaking.
Don't do drugs.
Again, section leaders, take ownership of this. Yeah. Section.
Brad.
He's gone.
All right, he's out.
He doesn't care about
Mutiny. He doesn't care about barbershop.
Daryl's a new section.
He just doesn't care about us.
He doesn't care about you.
Now, I understand.
Why should he?
Yeah.
You come back every week. You should see him walk in.
Oh, I saw him.
Yeah,
he
gives as good as he gets.
What was the question?
We love you, Daryl.
Sometimes twice a week.
Sometimes twice a week?
Yeah.
I just noticed, you know, like the troublesome part in that last song, that the lead section, you know, the leads, we've got a real wide variety of guys singing lead. And to do that, to accomplish what we accomplished would be, I don't know how you go about it, but the method that you used worked in just a few minutes. And we had a unified sound on a difficult part, relatively difficult part of that song. And that's what it's all about. If we can get unity in the sections, then we have a chance.
I agree. Yes. Part of the individual accountability is figuring out what works for you. So I gave a suggestion of like 25 degrees or 15 degrees or whatever. I made that up. I don't actually even know if that's 25 degrees. Right? So whatever this is, so if I go, figure that out for you. Has anybody ever seen the quartet, either Ringmasters or Crossroads?
Yeah.
Both, right? Heard of them? Some of you haven't, and that's okay. go home and Google Crossroads, and the tenor just doesn't know what he's doing a lot, except for on posts. Like, he's just jamming along, and then he'll go... And he just posts because he knows, kind of like how I was going with it. He just knows that's where that note is because he's figured that out. He's intuited that. And so, just again, you have permission to explore, right? I'm empowering you to take ownership of your voice rather than just going, I'm just going to take this voice the whole time. That's level one of a 100-step process, and you never left level one. There's so much more. There's so many vocal colors available to you. Vocal sounds like whimpering and crying and whining and all that stuff, those are all available to you. So I want you to feel like you're empowered to do that stuff.
Why wasn't this taught 20 years ago?
The vocal science wasn't there.
No, the vocal science has been there. It's just we have been slow to take that lesson. No longer. Feel good about what we did today?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How do you feel vocally?
Really good.
Pretty good. Yeah, my voice is tired. 6 hours.
Now, some of you may be feeling fatigue, and that's okay because you're experimenting a little bit, right? The things that are going to get you into trouble, the number one thing that's going to get you in trouble is air. Too much air. If you feel vocally fatigued, you feel fried, it's air. It's always going to be air. The second thing is going to be the shape, right? Especially because as you're going up, you're keeping the same shape. It's uncomfortable, right? You got to find the shape that works for your voice. So, air and shape. Those are things that will get you in trouble, that will fatigue you. Good stuff. What else?
Sorry, what?
No, go ahead.
In the past, Zach has talked to us about having too much ammunition in our tone, and I think that's combined. Basically, he was saying we've got too much of that pent-up breath. We're pushing too hard to try to get it. And so to combat that, in the past, we've been encouraged to sing quieter, which requires less of that sort of buildup. But today, it feels to me, and I'm kind of asking the whole room here, how does everyone feel? Are we producing a higher volume but using less air to do it? Or is it, because I feel like I'm doing that. Does everybody else feel the same way?
Yeah, I'm singing that at 3 and 4 most of the time.
Yep. Well, but it seems like we're much louder.
Yeah.
But when you're tuning better, tuning always beats volume, right, in terms of what the ear can hear. So
yeah, that's true.
Sometimes, often we use volume as a substitute for tuning.
Yeah, so I would agree with that. I don't actually think you're singing any louder, but because there's more efficiency in the overtones. It sounds like I'm increasing the volume, and I don't.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just clarifying the vowel, and then it sounds like it's louder. The perception is that it's louder.
It's inside of it being out. Instead of it being swallowed up, it's out there. So a lot of the volume or whatever, the sound, we have in us, but we've been instead of bringing it out. And it doesn't rain when it does that either.
Right. How many times, by the way, did I say sing brighter or sing more forward or any of that?
Zero?
Zero.
But did you feel like you did sing brighter?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your job.
I did my job. Well, because you can't sing more forward. Right? Or you can't place the tone. I'm going to place it really forward in your mouth. That's impossible. You create sound here, you vibrate the air, and then it leaves your body. That's it. You can change the shape inside. You can change the shape inside, but that's all you can do. So what we chose to do this weekend was to focus on how efficient our speech vowels are, in the tongue positions and palate positions that are associated with that, and that resulted in a perceptually brighter tone. Hopefully easier, too.
Well, one thing I did, and I noticed it, like in the Boise song, there were parts of that you couldn't understand.
Yeah. Yes.
And it clarified all of that, all the way through it.
I would agree with that.
You could get every word.
Yeah, so songs that are particularly songs that are humorous, like both of the songs that you sang today, you have to sing it clear, right? Yeah. Boise, put you to the park. What? Yeah, nobody's going to understand that. And so the effect is gone. So, yet another reason
to.
Too.
Funny?
What's that? Sometimes on purpose. I also, if you recall, work for the Barbershop Harmony Society, and this is something of a barbershop island. So, there have been some things that have happened. If you have questions about even something that's society related, I'm happy to answer those as well.
When's the foundation going to get back to doing grants?
Good question. I don't know, but I'd like some of that grant money.
What was the question? I couldn't hear.
When's the foundation going to start doing grants? I would suspect in the next 6 months, a year.
I'm a grant.
Are you? I need to be your friend.
That's why he's ours.
Yeah. Because the chorus needs friends like that.
So, Zach, does this look like a direction that we're going to move into wholeheartedly in terms of this, or are we going to try to use it in certain places and not in others? Are we going to try to figure out a way to educate people that work here? Because the amount of information that we've taken in the last 2 days is not something that we're going to get across to or any missing people in a sectional on a Tuesday night. So I'm not sure where we're going forward with that.
It's worth exploring and asking, for me, asking more questions. This is a lot of new information for me. I understand the mechanics of it. My challenge is that if I don't personally have a clear idea on how to produce that for me, that's going to be very difficult to communicate.
Right.
So it's something that I'm going to have to explore and experiment along with you. The thing that I know in my heart is that we have to move in this direction, because I haven't heard chords ring like that since I was in Charlotte.
Well, see, that was another kind of a relative question, is that you guys reacted very strongly whenever we got all these things working and in place, but I wasn't hearing it to the extent that you were expressing it from where I'm sitting.
And that, and I really appreciate you saying that, that's why I believe 100% in my heart that we need to start doing more of that, record what's happening so that you can hear those results. Because standing there, you probably don't hear as much of a change as we do.
Well, and that's why I told the quartet last night when we're coming home, we're just going to have to trust the ones that are hearing it and telling us that.
And I agree with you, and that's why I want that recording so that it's not, I mean, it should build trust between you and I, but then you can start recognizing, wow, that actually works. And you can hear it for yourself instead of just having to take my word for it.
I agree.
Can I respond to you?
Please.
You said? I appreciate that candor, but I also want to encourage, and I'm talking to you, but also to everybody here, I want you to remember that I didn't ask you to do something that you can't do. Right? Everything was couched in normal voice behavior, right? So most of it was speechy, right? And when it was high, I asked you to make sounds like how do we usually elicit those pitches in a non-singing context? It's usually in stuff like laughing and complaining, you know, about the Broncos.
Man, come on!
Right, all of those things, those are all, again, instinctual, they're primal sounds, and so the more that we can go, how do I do that?
Come on!
That's pretty high. That's not my falsetto, right? That was pretty high.
D.
That's an E5. So finding whatever that was and just go, how did I get there? How did that happen? And then like figuring how that was and just kind of like smearing that around. All right.
Come on, man.
Just like figuring stuff out, right?
Do it behind closed doors.
Yeah. Can you imagine being in a car and going like this?
Half the windows rolled up.
People around here are like, do you smell toast? Is there...
Does it sound like a baritone section?
Envy
and jealousy.
But it's really a matter of just messing around with it. So you experimented a ton. And some of it was not very good. Some of it was pretty dang good. Some of it was excellent. And so finding what feels good to you, that's the number one principle of all my voice instructions, that it feels good. Vocal health is my primary concern. Number two is that you like how that sounds. You feel empowered by, wow, I just sang an F sharp. That was weird. I've not done that before. You know, just feeling good that came out of you, that you're able to elicit that sound, and then just figuring that and smearing it all around and just.
How do you treat a ballad as compared to, because we've been doing up tunes, how do you treat a ballad? Probably not that much differently, but you need some warm tones. What do you do with them?
Well, so I start with the speechiness. From the day we arrive on the planet, and blinking step into the sun. There might be a place where I go off of the vowel. Blinking step into the sun, because I want that effect.
Okay.
And me, as a judge, I go, well, they totally meant to do that. That was cool. That was a nice vocal color. That was intentional, as opposed to, I don't know what I'm doing with my voice. Whatever comes out is whatever comes out. Right?
Okay.
Intentional vocal choices. So let's start with, like, this is my default voice, and I'm going to, All right. No, I want to have a little bit more expressivity, and what can I do with my voice to do that?
Okay. The consistency of what you do in between all of those moments will bring those vocal colors out. If it's inconsistent, then it's not a choice.
Yeah, start from a place of default, right? Sure. Default time, and then and then start to experiment with the colors, for sure.
That helps. I was going to mention about these new things that I don't think they're really revolutionary necessarily.
No, nothing. None of what I did was revolutionary.
But I was talking to Dan as we were driving yesterday, that all the things that we've been doing as a chorus has led us to this point. We've been doing a lot of these different things, the different vowel sounds and different things. And Zach, on so many occasions, has encouraged us, try different sounds. Try it in a different place. He's told us to do these things that you have brought out too. And you've brought some other different aspects of that. But he's, try it in a different place. Try your sound here. Try your sound here. Try your sound here. And then bring it to where it's like, oh.
Let me add to that. Yes, thank you. Please don't think that I've come in here and destroyed, 10, 20, 30 years of choral/barbershop singing experience and going, well, I guess I've just been singing wrong my whole life. Please don't think that. Please think to yourself, all of what I've done so far has prepared me to receive this information, and I can go, cool, this is now what's next for me on my vocal journey.
Exactly.
Right?
Interesting. Cool.
Yeah? Yeah. I don't want you to feel empowered to try stuff. Right?
Exactly.
It's not going to happen ex nihilo, right? It has to come from some place. Now you have new information, or old information presented in a new way. That's probably a better way of saying it. And I hope you understand that you have our permission. You have your section leader's permission. You have your music team's permission to, explore that. Be the best version of yourself. But don't wait around for Zach to bring it out of you.
Well, and it's not one size fits all either. It's not as though all of a sudden the techniques that you've brought in are the only things that matter or that work.
They are the only thing.
Or that shape. It's at the top of the pyramid. But we're all shaped differently. Even our vocal folds have different shapes and consistencies and makeups. And so to try to press us all into one box is, again, not.
Hopefully you didn't feel like that I was giving you space to.
Right.
Yeah.
Even on that one note that the leads were singing high, and I was like, oh, basses, you can do that. Not you, baritones. Your vowel can be ad. You're still has to say, oh, whatever.
Yeah,
like, trying to give you a little bit of latitude for all that stuff.
One thing that we've been lucky with is we've had a good succession of vocal coaches over the years.
Yeah. Ian says hello, by the way.
Oh, good.
He texted me. He's like, what are you doing in Boise? Mind your business.
But it's just been that succession. We now have three choral teachers. Matt will be back with us. Doosnap probably in what?
August.
So we'll have four back again. We've got, of course, Matt Hart and things that are working with us. Will. And so we've got some darn good leaders within the group that maybe stuck out here in the island. We've been really lucky to have that. So,
and you're fun. Not you.
Don't listen to Daryl.
Guys, thanks for having me out. I feel incredibly fortunate that you don't have a lot of outside folks coming in, feel fortunate that you picked me, and hopefully you don't regret it.
Hopefully you don't.
Yeah, we've had a few in the past, but by far what you've shown us is something that we can take home.
Good. Good. That's my intention. Well, if you have any thoughts or concerns or questions, you can email me at sscott@barbershop.org.
Cool.
That's a cool email address. I often And when I say often, I always promise this, I always offer this promise that said, if you would like to send me a recording of yourself singing and say, how am I doing on this? And quartet, chorus, individual, I'm happy to listen to it and respond.
Cool.
Of the 3,000 times I've offered that, guess how many times I've been taken up on it?
Seven.
Like seven times.
Wow.
In 10 years.
What is your position with the society?
I'm the director of education.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you were told that or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if they don't get smarter, is that your fault?
No. But I'm pushing this agenda of healthy, vibrant singing. Like I want evidence-based vocal instruction in the society. We grew up on myths and legends, which can get you so far, but I'm very much a proponent of evidence-based vocal instruction. It's science.
Yeah. And I just want to say I appreciate that. It's nice being told what to do and why we're doing it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah, just to echo that, we were having a conversation outside this morning before Zach showed up to open up the place, and the appreciation of a bunch of people of just, oh, you say what to do, and we do it, and we try it, and something about it works, like compared to the coaching that some people said of just like, yeah, we've had judges that just tell us, okay, do it again, now do it better. Do it again, now do it better.
Yeah, now sing it purple. Yeah, sing it to the row behind you and hook it over your teeth like a hockey stick.
Okay.
Great.
Understood.
That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say if you like learning stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's in charge of that for the society. I mean, Harmony University is open to anybody.
I'm going.
Was fun. I mean, it's open to anybody. You can learn anything relative to anything that has to do with barbershop, not just the singing aspect, the leadership aspect of it, anything that you want to learn. It's right there. It's available. This guy's putting it on. Yeah. And I mean, you can go to district things. You can go to Midwinter. Great, environment to go to. And there's Harmony University classes you can take there. Over the course of a short amounts of time, go to international sometime and hear those choruses live, like we heard on the screen today. Mm-hmm. That's a different experience. And you can take Harmony University classes. You listen this way, or you learn this way, and you learn by studying with, incredible people in our society. So,
like Rich,
we don't have to be on an island. We are on an island, but you can get off the island. It doesn't have to be voted, you can just go. You might have to be voted back on.
If you're interested, I have a variety of scholarships that are available too. If you're under the age of 30 and you want to sing in the Next Generation Chorus, I have a couple of scholarships left. If you're a director or assistant director, actually, that's the most scholarships.
How about a baritone?
Not if you want to get awarded. I have diversity of scholarships, women in barbershop scholarships, there's need-based scholarships. So check it out. Please come. Steve, you went last year, right?
I did, yeah.
It was okay?
It was. Would have been better out of the wheelchair, but yeah.
That's not me, that's you.
Yeah. Actually, it was you. You're the one that got me the wheelchair.
You're welcome. thank you again, guys, for everything. Come to Harmony if you can. If not this year, next year, or a year.
Where are they moving headquarters?
It's probably staying Nashville.
Yeah, but is there a building that you guys have looked at?
No. We bought that building for $1.5 million, and we thought it would appraise for around 12 or 13.
Yeah.
It's probably going to come closer to 18 million.
Ooh,
so we'll use part of that to. That was a pretty good investment.
Reset.
Yeah. We'll probably use part of that to purchase like a small building in the suburbs.
Move to Bowling Green or something.
No. But Kentucky or Ohio? Both are wrong.
Neither.
Sorry. No, it'll be somewhere in the Nashville area. It'll be a wise investment.
Good.
Sure.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Do you want to stop recording?
Yeah,
okay, yeah, I heard that.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for the